Track 8, Letters to the Editor. Cuts, cuts and more cuts. Andy Swain, Liberal Democrat councillor on Teignbridge District Council, writes, in his column last week, Mel Stride seems to think tax cuts are what this country needs. It seems odd to me that tax cuts are exactly what the Tory government has been delivering for all these years, and yet the NHS is in ever deeper crisis and local councils are going bankrupt. It is madness to keep trying the same thing over and over when it has already failed and expect a different outcome. I'll tell you what we haven't tried for a while, though, a change of government.
The not-so-great wall of Dawlish. Stephen Jope of Elm Grove Road, Dawlish, writes, I was amazed to learn from the NDA in November 16th that the new sea wall at Dawlish has won an award. The design strikes me as extremely poor. Little consideration has been given to the interests of beachgoers. The main beach at Dawlish slopes in two directions, obviously down to the sea, but also parallel to the sea wall. The stretch between Colonnade and Coast Guards, the very part which is alongside the new section of wall, is noticeably higher than the rest of the beach. However, the new wall has been made 12 feet and 20 feet. It takes too much of the highest part of the beach, the part that remains in use the longest because it is the last to be covered by the incoming tide. In addition, the new section of wall is about 6 feet too high. It towers over the beach in the most oppressive manner, looking more like the wall of a prison, an effect which is exacerbated by its incredible ugliness. Moreover, it is unclear if the main objective of protecting the railway will be achieved. The new stretch of wall should probably have incorporated a recurve designed to absorb the momentum of the wave progressively. As things stand, it seems likely that in time, the waves slamming at right angles into the base of the flat vertical surface of the wall will detach the concrete panels facing it, exposing the structure behind to further damage. Finally, the area around the viaduct has been made unnecessarily complex. All that was needed were live ramps, one each side of the viaduct. The steps on the northern side of the link bridge were unnecessary.
And the third item on the letters page goes under the general heading of responses to, quote, that council meeting. And it consists of statements by three of the individuals who were involved in that meeting. Rosemary Whitbread, who has lived in Newton Abbot for almost 40 years and is a landlord of six businesses in Queen Street, who was present at the town council meeting, says she finds herself being compelled to speak out about the need for a proper consultation regarding the proposed loss of parking in Queen Street. She wrote, I have been referred to as the lady who tried to ask a question, which resulted in her being ordered out of the room by the chairman, who was shouting to drown her out as well as beating his table with his gavel. I did not go to the meeting to ask a question, but hope to hear some debate about this issue, which is being ignored by the various councils, especially Teignbridge District Council. I was hoping that the town council would be trying to stand up for a proper consultation for their residents. When it appeared that the 15-minute period allocated for the public to ask questions was going to pass without any possibility of discussion about this elephant in the room, I couldn't just sit there and say nothing. So I just stood up and said that actually I did have a question. I wanted to know why the town council was not prepared to have a poll of all residents about these major changes. I think I got to the word poll when the chairman started screaming at me to get out of the room. I'm 75 and have background of chairing many different kinds of meetings, some of which I was heckled and shouted at, but I can say that I've never shouted at anyone from the position of chairman. The role should be to conduct an orderly meeting while treating people with respect. I immediately got my things to leave while he continued to shout at me. He threatened to stop the meeting if I didn't leave, so I told him there was no need for that as I was leaving, all said quite calmly. I've made a formal complaint about the bullying and aggressive way that I was treated as a member of the public, who is extremely concerned about the livelihoods of the traders in Queen Street and felt that this council was silencing debate about the issue. I've asked for a public apology, as well as for this chairman, who is also the mayor, to think about the way he is conducting meetings, bearing in mind that we are supposed to be a democracy. I don't think his behaviour at that meeting does anything to increase respect for his position in this town.
Councillor Jackie Hook, whose report sparked part of the diatribe, responded saying, I'm not sure the public are too interested in the shenanigans that happen in council chambers and would wish for us all to get on with the job. Sadly, this doesn't seem the way of working for the likes of some. My report was a written report that all councillors had received beforehand, and I was there merely to answer questions on my written report. Therefore, there was no need for the fore anger from Councillor Malone. He had had time to absorb the content of the report and come along with some written comments of his own. There is obviously a difference of opinion about Queen Street. I have set out the rationale for Queen Street works in considerable detail, which I have clearly said I am happy to discuss.
Mayor Councillor David Corney Walker, who chaired the meeting, said, The meeting was conducted in accordance with Newton Abbott Town Council's standing orders. These do not permit public speaking unless 48 hours prior notice has been given. This is established in law, as members must be notified in advance of any matters to be discussed. No such request to address the meeting had been received, ruling out changes to the published agenda on the night. Standing orders permit district councillors to deliver reports relating to their council business. They allow town councillors to ask questions should they require further information relating to those district reports. Questions unrelated to district reports cannot be tabled during full council. As chairman of full council, the mayor is obliged to ensure that standing orders are observed without favour. Standing orders are the written rules and regulations the council must abide by, and are reviewed annually and at the commencement of each new administration. With an ongoing referral to the monitoring officer regarding some of the proceedings during the full council, no further comment will be made at this time.
Oh,